The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
This is the Bob France Authority on AM 1420, The Answer.
Yes, indeed it is. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We're ready and rocking and rolling at 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this Thursday edition of The Authority. We have a lot of very important stuff to cover with you today, and I appreciate you being here with us. Coming up, we have some other great guests who are going to be with us, and I'm looking forward to it. Jonathan Broadbent will be joining me in about a half an hour. Jonathan is going to speak on behalf of all the domestic terrorists who are going to school board meetings and demanding a say in what indoctrination is being done to our children. Yeah, domestic terrorists all over the country have been going to school board meetings, questioning the curricula that is being forced upon the kids, particularly as it pertains to critical race theory, but also non-scientific or unscientific gender race theory, or gender theory. And of course, the extraordinary and really unbelievable push for pornographic comprehensive sexual education. All in the name, by the way, of the LGBTQXYZ agenda. It really is exactly that. So parents, rightfully concerned, who thought they were just showing up and being good civic-minded people and responsible parents who care about their kids and what is happening in their schools, turns out they've been domestically terrorizing school boards. Yeah, this according to the National School Boards Association, which successfully petitioned the Attorney General of the United States of America, Merrick Garland, to weaponize the FBI and the Department of Justice to investigating these domestic terrorists for their terrible crimes of having a say or demanding a say and being maybe not so nice in the way they're dealing with individuals who are trying to destroy the character and the values that their children hold. And I don't think that's an overstatement. I think that's actually pretty fair, and I think it's pretty maybe even understated, to be 100% honest with you. So Jonathan Broadbent will join us at 9:35 to talk about that, and I've got some more on that in the monologue coming up. 10:10, we are going to talk with our good friend Dr. Everett Piper, as we do all the time. Dr. Piper's got a great story for us today. Well, great might be a kind of a misstatement. It's not great in terms of something good happening, but it's a really important story. As a colleague of his made an observation about why we have some of the discrepancies that we do in our society today when it comes to race and demographics and success and opportunity. And of course, when he actually told the truth, that ruffled some feathers. That was non-politically correct. That was a violation of social justice code, and he was forced to apologize. The apology is going to get him into more trouble than the actual statement did. I'll let Dr. Piper tell you about that coming up at 10:10. I always love listening to a good Dr. Piper story. And then coming up at 10:35, we're going to talk to Peter Corrigan, who We just had on the other day as a candidate for the Rocky River School Board, but he's coming on today for an entirely different reason. Peter Corrigan is going to be coming on, along with a couple of students of his at Notre Dame College, about an important event that they are hosting a little bit later this month, as they try to, and in fact not try to, they will, Empower Women, an Empowered Women business panel event on October 19th at Notre Dame College. So we're going to talk to him and a couple of students there about this very important initiative. I support fully. And we'll talk to Peter and his students about that coming up at 10:35. So we do have three guests or three sets of guests today. So there's going to be, you know, you're going to have to be strategic as you try to get through on the phone lines at 216-901-0945, 888-281-1110. Either one of those numbers works. You might even want to go ahead and call during the monologue, even though I may not be ready for you. There's a chance I could take a call before the bottom of the hour, and we start our guest cavalcade. Don't forget, after each guest, you'll probably have a segment there to make phone calls as well. Now, before we get started, what do you say we do what we always do, and let's pay respect and tribute to and our allegiance to this wonderful constitutional republic that we have been gifted by our founding fathers. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you have a flag nearby, please face it. Even if you do not, put your hand over your heart and pretend that you do, and join us in the pledge. Biden voters and accusers of parents as being domestic terrorists, yes, that's you, Merrick Garland. You guys go ahead and take a knee. We know you don't believe in this stuff anyway.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So let's talk a little bit more about Merrick Garland, and let's talk about what he has done and on whose behalf he has done it. If you aren't aware of the specifics of the way this whole thing came down, we talked about it some yesterday, not nearly enough. There's a group called the National School Boards Association. They are not actually representative of any school board. They are not actually elected. They're not appointed. They're not a federally funded organization. This is basically a nonprofit organization, the NSBA, the National School Board Association. What they did is, and they claim they represent 90,000 school officials across the United States. They sent a letter to Joe Biden, literally to the president of the United States, and begged him to send the FBI and Secret Service agents to protect school board members at 14,000 districts across the country from mobs of angry parents, mobs who should be treated as domestic terrorists and extremist hate organizations who commit hate crimes. The letter was written again. Now, it's important to know, this part is really important to know, because the mainstream media is going to try to soften this. They're going to try to soft shoe this and tell you, oh, it wasn't as bad as all of that. They didn't call parents domestic terrorists. They're just calling out parents who are threatening physical violence against school board members over this, you know, curricula and so on and so forth. The problem is that's a lie. It's simply not true. They did call them domestic terrorists. The Associated Press did a quote-unquote fact check, if you will, and the fact check claims that no, neither Merrick Garland nor the National Association or School Boards Association asked the Biden administration to call these parents domestic terrorists. It's just not true. The Associated Press has done a fact check, and the fact check says that the assessment is false. The organization is not asking Biden to label parents who protest at school board meetings as terrorists. The NSBA asked the administration to do an interagency investigation of threats of violence against school board members and said the threats could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Ding, 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 ding. Apparently, in the latest AP style book, they don't cover hypocrisy and they don't cover oxymorons. Probably drop the oxy when you're talking about the AP. But literally, they just contradicted themselves. It's like a statement against itself. They're claiming that the NSBA, National School Board Association, did not call the parents domestic terrorists, yet told the Biden administration this is the same as domestic terrorism and hate crimes. So this is exactly what the Biden administration did. They went to the Department of Justice. Or rather, Joe Biden, whoever received this letter on his behalf, went to the Department of Justice, to Merrick Garland, and said, hey, these parents are like domestic terrorists. You got to sic the FBI on them. Merrick Garland was only too happy to comply. Why? Well, we covered this part yesterday in a little bit of depth. Merrick Garland, in addition to having an ideology that basically agrees with critical race theory and the far-left Marxist movement that is being pushed on our students from K through college today, in addition to that, he's got a financial incentive. We disclosed yesterday that Merrick Garland's son-in-law, his daughter's husband, is a co-founder of an organization that provides critical race theory materials to school districts across the country. So, of course, he's going to be more than happy to crack down on anybody that is condemning critical race theory. Parents, those domestic terrorists going to school boards and maybe taking money out of his son-in-law and his daughter's pockets. He was only too happy to do that. So he did, weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI against parents. So the after threatening parents with FBI investigations, if they are found to be, now, and it's important to mention this, and I mentioned it yesterday, I'm going to hit it again. No one will support violence or threats of violence, legitimate threats of violence. Nobody is saying that that should be okay. But the letter from Merrick Garland announcing the FBI investigations of parents says threats of violence as well as harassment and intimidation, words which go undefined in his order, in his messaging of weaponizing the FBI against the people of this country. He doesn't define harassment and intimidation. In fact, threats is also very, very loosely defined. Now, if I say, I'm going to punch you, I have made a threat against you. If I say, I'm coming for you, did I threaten you? Because that was one of the examples they used of a threat. Parents telling school boards that if they don't reverse their policy on this, that, or the other, we're coming for you. Now, if you want to be cynical and if you want to be a liberal, you can say, oh, my God, you just threatened me with bodily harm. Maybe, or maybe I'm coming for you as a school board member. I'm going to run against you. We're going to vote you out. We're coming for you. And the position that you hold because of the decisions that you make. So defining the words threat and the word intimidation and harassment is key here, and they don't even bother to try it. And that's because this is not about protecting school board members. It's about protecting the agenda that those school board members, sadly, thousands and thousands and thousands of them across the country, are all a part of. And that is deconstructing the family structure, the family unit, the nuclear family, the values, traditional family values that have been held, which is what helped build this republic into the greatest force for good in the history of humankind. Deconstructing that with racial division and Marxist theory, critical race theory, and through gender theory, completely just destroying science, human physiology, anatomy, and so on and so forth. And, of course, teaching kids that you don't have to be a boy if you don't want to be a boy. You can be a boy tomorrow. You can be a girl the next day. You can be whatever you want. And, oh, by the way, as a part of that, you can commit or commit to as many different deviant sexual acts as your little heart will desire, including as a minor. Pornographic, comprehensive sexual education is in the schools. Sometimes it's in the direct curricula. Sometimes it's available in books in the local or in the school library. We're not talking about college here. We're talking about middle school. So parents pushing back against all of those things are domestic terrorists, according to Merrick Garland and the FBI. So what are the parents doing in response? Well, 427,000 of them sounded off. I'll tell you how and what that means right after this. And don't forget, at 9:35, we're going to talk to one of those concerned domestic terrorists, Jonathan Broadbent, who has spoken at many, many school board meetings around Northeast Ohio over the course of the past few months, working very, very hard to protect education and to fight off indoctrination. We're going to talk to him at 9:35 on AM 1420 The Answer.
Free WHK mobile app and listen to your favorite WHK programs or podcasts on the go. It's free in your app store.
Okay, 9:23. We'll continue now on AM 1420, The Answer. I welcome your phone calls at 216-901-0945 and 888-281-1110. Now, I want to get a little bit more in depth on this this insanity of weaponizing the FBI to intimidate and scare parents away. Do you think the FBI actually wants to go and open new investigatory files or investigative files on every parent that goes to a school board meeting and complains about the curriculum? No, they don't. They don't want to do that. What Merrick Garland is doing on behalf of this leftist organization, the National Association of School Boards or National School Board Associations, what they want to do is just stop you, to dissuade you from coming at all. If they can scare you into thinking there will be blue windbreakers at your door some morning, looking into you, looking into your finances, looking into whatever it is that they can to try to take you down and scare you. If you're afraid of that, then you just won't go to the school board meetings and they can carry on with their business of indoctrinating children. That's what this is truly all about. So what are parents doing to fight back? Well, 427,000 of them have written a letter in the same way that the NSBA wrote a letter to Joe Biden and the Department of Justice. They wrote a letter and they have basically said, we are not having it. This is 427,000 members of a group of organizations, Parents Defending Education, Awake IEL, California Foundation for Equal Rights, Education for Science. I could sit here and list them all, but it would be redundant. But the fact of the matter is, this letter has been written on behalf of members of all of these parent groups, a total membership of 427,000 parents. Angry mama bears. Some people are referring to it as defending their right to protect their little cubs. And that's exactly what we should all be. Mother and father bears protecting our children against some very legitimate threats to their persons. And that doesn't mean physical threats necessarily, but it means threats to who they are and what they are going to become. They're supposed to be educated in school, not indoctrinated with Marxist theory. So what they've done here is, and I want to read a portion of the letter. The leaders of these organizations, about two dozen of them representing the 427,000, made it clear that the National School Boards Association claims of hate and terrorism against parents going to school board meetings were inaccurate and shameful. Quote, NSBA cites a tiny number of minor incidents in order to insinuate that parents who are criticizing and protesting the decisions of school boards are engaging in or may be engaging in domestic terrorism and hate crimes. NSBA even invokes the Patriot Act. The association of legitimate protest with terrorism and violence reveals both your contempt for parents and your unwillingness to understand and hear the sincere cries of parents on behalf of their children. To equate parents with terrorists dishonors the thousands of victims of actual terrorism around the world. Have you no shame? And that is very well stated and very well received. It's true. The idea that a parent yelling at a school board member over pornographic sex ed material or critical race theory is terrorism is just shameful. And no, the answer to the question is they have no shame. The parent organizations pointed out that the NSBA's call for the federal government to use its power against parents was itself menacing and, in fact, a thinly veiled threat. Again, hypocrisy in its finest form. Merrick Garland telling parents that because we see your complaints as threats, has responded to that with a threat. If you do this, the FBI's coming for you. A thinly veiled threat intended to intimidate into silence and submission the very constituents that the NSBA members ostensibly represent. I mean, this is just beyond the pale, and it's very difficult to wrap your brain around. America's parent organizations unequivocally oppose violence and are made up of not domestic terrorists, but concerned citizens who care deeply about their community's children and who are concerned by the direction that America's schools have taken. It's no secret many parents across the country are angry with what's happening in our taxpayer-funded schools. More from the letter to Merrick Garland. Citizens are angry that the school boards and school officials around the country are restricting access to public meetings, limiting public comment, and in some cases conducting business via text messages in violation of state open meeting laws. They're angry that schools are charging them thousands of dollars in public records requests to view curriculum and training materials that impact their children that should be open to the public by default. They are angry that pandemic-related learning issues have compounded the already low reading, writing, and math proficiency rates in America's schools. So again, these are all parents pushing back and fighting back by the tens and the hundreds of thousands, which is why I cannot encourage you strongly enough to do the same. Join Citizens for Free Speech, demanding your right to be heard. Remember, the five protections afforded all of us in the First Amendment, or of among the five, is the petition, or the right, rather, to petition the government for the redress of our grievances. We have the right to go to school board meetings and petition them. They are the government. They're government funded, government hired, government appointed. Well, actually, they're elected, but they're government officials, and we have the right to petition them for redress of our grievances, including what they're doing in our schools to our kids. The First Amendment is the only thing that can protect us here, and we have to fight, and the more we are, the louder we are. The more of us there are, the louder we can be, and the louder we can be, the more likely we will be heard on Capitol Hill or in state legislatures around our country, including right here. We have to be louder, we have to be more vocal, we have to be more numerous, and we need to be heard. So join Citizens for Free Speech. I represent that organization as the State of Ohio Chapter Director. I want you to join me. It's free to join at citizensforfreespeech.org, citizensforfreespeech.org. I want you to join, and I want you to help me protect all of these things. Coming up after the news, we're going to talk, as I mentioned, to Jonathan Broadbent of Protect Ohio's Children and the Ohio Value Voters Organization that runs that agency. And we're going to talk about what can be done as, quote-unquote, domestic terrorists by parents to protect their kids in Ohio schools. That's next, AM 1420 The Answer.
America, a wake-up call, courtesy of the Bob France Authority on AM 1420, The Answer.
Okay, 9:36, we'll continue now on AM 1420, The Answer. I want to get some answers here now about the domestic terrorists that are just stalking school boards all over the state of Ohio, all over the United States of America. So much so, these stalkers, these dangerous people, the FBI is now on the case. The FBI. We've got serial killers, we've got human traffickers, we've got all kinds of massive national and international crime issues going on, and our FBI is going to be stalking parents who complain too loudly to school board members about curricula. That's Joe Biden's America. sorry to say, sorry to make it overtly political, but that's Joe Biden's America. Joining us now to discuss this more is one of those stalkers, one of those domestic terrorists. Jonathan Broadbent has made no secret of his intention to actually challenge school boards on behalf of children and their education versus indoctrination. And so clearly, I'm sure there are blue windbreakers hiding right around the corner from his home right now. Jonathan Broadbent with Protect Ohio Children, which is an organization, kind of a spinoff of the Ohio Value Voters organization. Jonathan, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So have you noticed, have you been checking your rearview mirror the last couple of nights ever since the announcement was made? Are you checking to see if you're being followed?
I have. There's a late model sedan that seems to be following me around, and there's an unmarked van across the street. So I wish the FBI would refocus their energies on actual crimes, but I'm just joking. I haven't seen any of that stuff.
But well, of course, but you know what, Jonathan, you're joking because this is a legitimate concern. We're not joking about the fact that Merrick Garland has made an announcement that the FBI will be assigned to investigate in coordination with local law enforcement all over the country parents who, quote, harass or intimidate school board members. And Jonathan, those two words remain undefined. At what point does your complaining to school board cross the level into harassment? That's the issue here.
I have absolutely no idea. But, you know, this comment from Matt Walsh has been kicking around on the Internet, and I've shared it readily for the last 2 days. Leftist activists can come to your house with bullhorns, film you in the bathroom, loot your business, burn police stations, the FBI does nothing. But if conservative parents raise their voices at school board meetings, they're hunted down like terrorists. The law is dead. That was a tweet from Matt Walsh a couple days ago. And I think that says it all. It's just ludicrous that we've gotten to this point where we watched a year of what I continue to define as domestic terrorism. We've got cities that were destroyed, burned, smashed, looted. And the Department of Justice effectively said, stand down and let it happen. And now the idea that the very notion that parents who show up to school board meetings, which we should all want, and look into the curriculum that's being taught and express opinions about what's being taught to their children are violent terrorists or something is so beyond the pale. I don't even know how to get my head around it.
Yeah, I don't either, Jonathan. Again, you know, I've had you on either in the wake of commentary you've made during open public sessions during school board meetings, or prior to some of your commentary to those school boards. And you have been, again, you've done just yeoman's work here in being a voice for the children in a lot of different places on behalf of Protect Ohio Children, which is online at protectohiochildren.net. And so, Jonathan, what I wanted to ask you, last night when you agreed to come on the program today, I went back to the website, protectohiochildren.net, and found the inspect curriculum law, if you will, that is on the books in the Ohio Revised Code. You shouldn't have to go to school board meetings and demand the right to see what your kids are being taught. You shouldn't have to go and passionately defend your rights to see what's going on. It is incumbent upon the school boards to provide this upon any immediate parent request. This is what the Ohio Revised Code says in section 3313.60. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, absolutely. And every parent should have that. I'll tell you, we've got it. I believe it's posted on protectohiochildren.net. It's on my Facebook group, Protect Ohio Children North, and my Telegram group, Protect Ohio Children, the entire 3313.60. It's just a 3 or 4 page document, but every parent out there with kids in K-12 schools should have a copy of that darn thing, keep it in your back pocket, and take it with you to school board meeting. It alerts you to your rights, and one of the fundamental rights that we as parents with kids in schools have is to be able to, any time we want, to step into the school and say, okay, tell me what's being taught. What's the curriculum? And if the school is going out to one of these third-party resources, they are absolutely required by law to give you all of the fundamentals to turn over their research, the curriculum, any special programs, questionnaires that are handed out to children. You can ask them what happens with the questionnaire once it's completed. But we've witnessed over the last year plus a subterfuge. I don't know how else to define it. There are school boards out there that are assertively, aggressively working to hide that material. And I'll give you one example because I think it's very egregious. Solon City Schools, and I think I mentioned this in a conversation with you before, Solon City Schools has arranged for this PTA group, the parent-teacher, or PTO, whatever they call them now, the parent-teacher group. This group of parents, I hear, but I'm not able to confirm that they're paid something for their role. Okay. They gather as a group and have created this questionnaire or pulled it from online or something. They give it out to the kids. Then they take that questionnaire and build curriculum. They build a special program that's delivered in the school one day a month in Solon City Schools. They rearrange the schedule, make it a longer period, and every teacher in Solon must teach this new thing. It has nothing to do with the coursework. It will be these divisive concepts like skin color, or anemia, or body image, or those sorts of things.
Right.
And what the school board is saying is because the PTA has created this, they don't have to disclose it to parents, which is complete rubbish. They have actually worked hard to make that material almost completely inaccessible. We have parents, and connected to that, Bob, there's a requirement by law. If there's a special program, it needs to be available to the parents, and the parents should be given the opportunity to opt their children out. Let's say that they come in with something that you just don't agree with for any reason. You should be able to fill out a form, review it, fill out a form that says my kid is not going to be involved. None of that. It's that entire mechanism, that system is broken in Solon and many other schools because not only does it take the parents weeks and months to berate the school and finally get copies of the stuff their kids have already been exposed to, they have to work surreptitiously and behind the scenes navigating websites and Google platforms to get their hands on these questionnaires that their kids have filled out that leads to the thing. And the whole smoke and mirrors shell game of material on the part of Solon School Board is an affront to the entire notion of public school education and parents' rights to be able to know what's being taught. The last piece of that, Bob, and I'll tell you, a lot of those parents that communicate with us at Protect Ohio Children, they're furious, not just with that effort that it took them to navigate that system and finally get the material, but they're seeing what their kids were exposed to, and they're offended. It's terrible.
We're talking with Jonathan Broadbent, who is on the board at Protect Ohio Children, which you can follow along with online at protectohiochildren.net. Your example with Solon is a great one and an egregious one. I concur. It is, of course, not a standalone. It's just an example. There are many others. And I hate to suggest, Jonathan, that the answer to everything is lawyer up, but I feel like this has to go to courts because it would be about a two-second decision, even with a radical activist judge, because of the ORC. Again, I brought this up in the beginning of this question. Ohio Revised Code 3313.60 says, upon the request of any, this is subsection G, by the way, upon the request of any parent or legal guardian of a student, the Board of Education of any school district shall permit the parent or guardian to promptly examine with respect to the parent's or guardian's own child, one, any survey or questionnaire prior, there's the word, prior to its administration to the child. As you just said, Jonathan, you know, parents don't find out about these things until after the fact. And so their kids have these, you know, these materials distributed to them. They're forced to participate in the survey or the questionnaire, and then they have to be a part of the discussion. And by the time the parent even knows what's going on, it's already too late. And they'll say, "Oh yeah, here, this is what we showed them." So this is the key here, is in my estimation, somebody's got to go into court and say, I want this school held responsible. I want them held accountable. I want there to be punitive sanctions. They administered this prior to letting parents know about it, and that is exactly what the ORC says they cannot do.
I completely agree, and I think we'll probably get to that point, I'm hoping, sooner rather than later. But there is actually a really compelling interim step. People that start to get aggravated about this are finding there are tremendous legal resources. A lot of them are online. They're working pro bono. They recognize the importance of this issue, and they're just sharing out there. It's like public, what's the term for it? Shareware. They're sharing out template letters that can be communicated to your school board, and they're spectacular. Some of them, they're written by high-profile lawyers, and they're basically, they are arming parents with references to code and a completed letter. They just fill in the template, replace the blanks with the superintendent's name, submit it, mm-hmm. and it's asserting our rights as parents. It's letting the school board and the school system know, hey, we know our rights, and if you violate those, the lawsuit is coming next. That's a great.
Well, are those templates? It is, Jonathan. Are those templates, though, worded as such? I am officially requesting all surveys and questionnaires to be distributed to my child. I am officially requesting from fill in the blank school by way of superintendent blank and school administrator principal blank, blah, blah, blah. Any textbook, workbook, software, video, or other instructional material that my children will use this year, I want to see it. Because that's, I think that's what the, and I just quoted, by the way, subsection 2 of that Ohio Revised Code section that I just talked about. Any textbook, workbook, software, video, or other instructional materials being used by the district in connection with the instruction of the child shall be made available to the parent upon request. And so the parents should be able to just fill out a template form like you're talking about and saying, I want to see it all before you give it to my child. And it's got to be granted or else they're in violation of the law. And as you say, attorneys will be contacting you forthwith.
Yes. The answer is absolutely yes. And I've seen templates on all manner of issues, from mandated masking to the idea of mandated shots, which is now percolating in Beechwood schools. It just don't get me started on that. The idea of mandating these shots for children is egregious.
Well, it's already in California. Gavin Newsom has made that the case for millions and millions and millions of one of the most populous states in the country. Every school-age child must get that shot if they're coming to school. It is extraordinarily unconstitutional, dangerous, and everything else. But again, don't complain too loudly about it, Jonathan, or they're going to be tapping your phones. They're going to be investigating you. The FBI is on its way.
Yeah, I think we have a closer example. I believe Cincinnati is toying around with that or doing it as well. But I'll tell you, parents, there are a lot of us out here, and we're organized, we're motivated. This is, you know, we talked to you, I believe it was your expression, Bob, you called them mama bears, and it's absolutely right. In our household, we have a mama bear. I say that my mama bear, my wife, is mama bear mixed with Bruce Banner and the Hulk. She's super nice. You start messing with our kids, and she'll. But that's a lot of moms out there. You get these moms organized, and they will start rooting around and digging and fighting back and organizing. So with this FBI thing, there are a lot of great ideas I see already. And I actually floated one in one of the groups that we communicate with regularly. I've told people, you know what we should do? Every time there's a school board meeting, get a couple of hundred people to call the local FBI field office and just alert them. I plan on attending this meeting coming up on Tuesday evening. My name is, you know, Fred and Jane Smith. We're going to be going to the school board meeting. We don't represent any sort of harm. Flood their phone systems and send the message to the FBI that it is ludicrous that we should be ever, we the people, we the parents, should be cast in this negative light. All we're simply doing is showing up at kids' schools to find out what's going on and fight back against things that we don't agree with. I will say, and I keep saying this early and often, anyone who shows up to these school board meetings, you're perfectly within your rights to be upset, to raise your voice. Anything that encroaches into the threat realm, be really cautious, because we're in a tense environment. We're seeing it from Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Department of Justice, and FBI. I say to all those parents, don't even tread that line. Don't go close, but don't back down. Don't not show up. You need to be going to these meetings, and don't let the intimidation work. I got to interject this, Bob. I don't, you and I haven't talked about it. I don't know if you know the news that broke that U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's daughter, her husband, so Merrick Garland's son-in-law.
I did that story yesterday morning, first thing. That broke
spectacular.
That broke on Tuesday night, and we spent a lot of time on it yesterday. So how about that? In addition to his obvious ideological agreement with the indoctrination, he's got a financial incentive to cut off anybody who might be taking money out of the pockets of his daughter and his son-in-law by killing the relationship that they have with the school districts and providing CRT materials. So that's a big story, and it's one that I hope gets a little more traction today than it did yesterday. Like I said, I was one of the only people talking about it that I know of, so hopefully that is something that we'll see the light of day. Jonathan Broadbent.
I missed yesterday's program.
That's okay. And you know what I would say to you? The same thing I say to everybody who misses a show. You can catch every show you miss and every segment you miss at whkradio.com on the podcast page. Make sure that you tune in for that. Jonathan, really, thank you for coming on here as a representative of the domestic terrorists around the country protecting their children. ProtectOhioChildren.net is the website to go. ProtectOhioChildren.net. Jonathan Broadbent, thank you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for all you do.
You got it. 9:54. We'll be right back. Okay, 9:57. We'll continue. Let's get a phone call in here from Bill in Berea on AM 1420, The Answer. Hello, Bill. Go right ahead, sir.
Good morning. Glad to get on the air here today.
Yes, sir.
I would like to tell you about I went to the PTA-held candidate event for the Berea Mid Park School Board last mm-hmm. night.
All right.
And I just like to say, you know, the event was it was smooth up until the moderator took it upon herself that once we found out that some of the school board members that are not liked by the rest of the school board, okay, the ones that are, we'll say, are on the parent side, were getting more applause when he spoke, the moderator took it upon herself to say that she didn't want anybody applauding any further during the rest of the event until it was over.
Wow.
I was sitting up front with my family. We were front and center. We were the only people that were up within the, like, in the third row. There was nobody else up there. And so we were, you know, we like to cheer on the guys that we like. I stand for Steve Dockman and Larry Gabbard. They're on our side. Mm-hmm. And they're all about the parents. They're all about the kids. And the school board has been against him the entire time, and it's disgusting. I've been to the school board meetings.
If I may, for what reason?
Oh, because he stands up. He's the only one that stands up. He's against the JEDI program. He's against CRT. Mm-hmm. Larry Gabbard is also against CRT, and the rest of them are all about forcing this on everybody, and it's disgusting. We had our school board meeting earlier this week, and you want to hear something really disgusting. The Northeast Ohio Diversity Group, okay, and the school board, they sent out a email to people for this questionnaire for the students, okay? Well, if you did not reply to it, to opt out of it, they sent these questionnaires to the students, and they had a lot of, it was all about sexual preferences, you know, all that stuff that, you know, the CRT all is affiliated with.
I've seen them, yep, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of parents that they never gave consent for these kids to do this stuff. So basically, they're asking these underage individuals these questions, you know, without permission from their parents. And you know, it went through, you know, and it's like, so, you know, you had that at a school board meeting. But anyways, so back to the meeting for the candidates last night. The moderator decided that once there was some more people cheering on our candidates, okay, because obviously it was held by the PTA, and they are obviously against our beliefs.
Right.
So with that being said, the moderator told everybody to, hey, no applauding, please. And she was polite about it. Well, I waved my hand up in front of her out of disgust. Kind of like, you know, like when you say, hey, talk to the hand, I'm done with you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so after the event, I get a text from another parent that told me that, did you see what was put on the Berea forum? And I'm like, no, what? And they're like, you got to check it out. So I get on there, and I find out that Corey Ferris's daughter, which is Corey Ferris is a school board member, her daughter, that is a college student, took a photo of me and posted it on the Berea forum, calling me a Nazi because I put my hand up out of disgust.
Right, right. I get it. And they said they're gonna do a still photo from a movement,
yes,
and claim,
yes,
that you were doing a Nazi salute. I've seen that.
Well,
kind of
the photo
before.
I've
got to run here, my friend. I'm way late for news, and I've got a guest coming up here. But I'm glad you called me. This is exactly what we're talking about, and it's exactly why we have to fight back against these school boards, and of course, exactly why they want to sick the FBI on us. Thank you for the story. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Keep me posted on it going forward. We'll be back after the news.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.